Reality is the way it is. Reality referring to how things are. It doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about how you think, how you perceive it. It doesn't give a hoot about your opinion. Reality is also not a democratic process. It doesn't care whether how many of you agree or disagree with it. When conditions are right, it's going to change, it's going to change. It doesn't matter how many of you will cry or suffer, it's going to change. Yeah? Like today, we want to have a talk. If let's say today, after this, we say, let's go out for an outing. Wow, sunny day. Then you feel, wow, today's weather is good. Then you feel like, wow, things are going your way, isn't it? But actually, even when the sun is up, it is not trying to make you happy, you know. And then sometimes maybe you want to go out for a walk, then it rains. When there are conditions, it rains. It's not trying to stop you from walking, you know. And when it's very sunny, it's not trying to torture you also, you know. Yeah, it is just the way it is. What the Buddha observed is, reality is just the way it is. It functions in the natural order, yeah, that he observed and he shared, so that what? So that if our realization or appreciation of reality becomes closer and closer and closer in line with reality, then our expectation of it will become closer as well. And as a result, our disparity, our disappointment may become lesser and lesser until one day there's no more disappointment. In a way, all our Dhamma learning and practice is about this, closing this gap, closing this gap. So go back to the three things you wrote down. Take a look at them and ask yourself, in what way is it due to a disparity between what we know about reality, yeah, and in what way can you change that? Chances are you'll see that the further away you are from reality, the larger the disappointment, the larger the agitation in your mind. Some people suggest that, Sifu, very simple, just have no expectation. Isn't it? And some people say that. Actually, in Buddhism, it is not that, you know. We're not asking people to have no expectation. What the Buddha observed and what we can glean from it is to have the right expectation. Expect things to change when there are conditions for it to change. Expect things not to change when conditions have not changed. Expect that things are the way they are. Expect that when there are conditions, you can effect change. When there are no conditions, you cry also never change. Yeah. And if you can follow this path to the end, yeah, you'll realize the truth of reality, the way the Buddha and the Arhats realized. And you will know it for yourself. Yeah. Ehi Asiko.